So, thank you, Ivan, and good afternoon to everybody. My task is to introduce the project, to give a general presentation of the CNET project. But before entering in the project, I would like to, this is the table of content of my presentation. As you can see, some considerations before entering the project about the cultural heritage sector, the needs, the challenges, and the current situation. Okay. The situation is complex. This is the first comment. The first remark, the situation, so you can see national programs, regional programs, national portals, Europeana, and data continuum. Digital cultural content, which is the situation, so as I said, the amount of digitized material in the European cultural sector is growing very rapidly. This is due to national, regional, and European programs that support the creation of the digitized content. But also an important role is playing Europeana for accelerating the generation of a digital cultural heritage and encouraging the European cultural institution to produce even more digital content. So digital content is very complex and interlinked. The needs of the digital cultural heritage sector. First of all, high quality of information technology management for mainly for preservation and the sustainability of the digitized content. Secondly, access facilities to the final users that in our case mainly are the researchers, but also facilities for the cultural institutions that will deliver the data to the digital cultural heritage infrastructure and to the researchers. Another important issue, the interoperation of cultural heritage data with the non-cultural heritage data, data coming from the research, education, cultural tourism, creative industry. There are important cooperation and interlinks between the data, the cultural data, and the data useful for coming from cultural tourism, education, and research, and also and they can benefit each other of this interoperation. So far, we have three integrated projects that are ongoing. Yesterday, we spoke about Linked Heritage, best practice network on metadata and standards, linked data and persistent identifiers, multilingual vocabulary aggregation of content to Europeana. So this is Linked Heritage, is a project belonging to the Europeana family projects. But today we are talking about these other new projects, DCNet, which is mainly focused in fostering cooperation between the cultural institutions and the infrastructure and the research world. And Indicate, which is integrated to DCNet, which deals with the international cooperation in the same field of the infrastructure of digital cultural heritage and infrastructure cooperation. Let me say also some words about the coordinator of the project. I represent the Italian Ministry for Cultural Heritage. I'm a director of the Central Institute of the Union Catalog of the Italian Libraries, which is the coordinator of the project. As you can see, we deal We are a coordination body at Italian level and an important reference point for all the Italian libraries. We are in charge for identifying and distributing standard and diffusing standard rules for cataloging and digitization. We also manage the National Library Services network of 4,500 Italian libraries. We also are in charge of managing the registry of the Italian libraries. In our database we have 16,000 libraries listed and described. Also the digitization is our is an important activity, but we also deal with cataloging and census of ancient books held by the Italian libraries. We have a database with the 6,000 of records and the census of manuscripts held by the Italian libraries. So far we have a database containing 200,000 of description. In addition, we are in charge, the Institute also is in charge to coordinate some national projects as Internet Culturale, Cultura Italia, the portal of the Italian culture, but it's also in charge to foster and to coordinate the Italian participation to Europeana, to the World Digital Library, which is another very important international project, but also the Italian participation to the projects Google Books. And now we are entering in the project. DCNet is a network, is an ARANET, is a network for the European research area, as I already said. The main objective of this project, in fact, is to facilitate cooperation between the cultural institutions and the infrastructure, and to improve the knowledge of each other in order to identify in what way the cultural institutions can benefit from the e-infrastructures. The main objective is also to identify and to define, establish a plan of joint activities in order to implement some new services, implement maybe an infrastructure dedicated to the digital cultural heritage. The project started in December 2009 and it will last until June 2012, so we have one more year for achieving our results. The project is funded by the European Commission, the Framework Programme 7, e-infrastructure. As you can see the list of the partners, you can see that the partners are mainly ministries, public bodies, owners of programs in the field of research of cultural heritage. The project, these are the work package, so you can see the network common interest, infrastructure awareness, and new services priorities, joint technical validation, dissemination, and the final result, joint activities plan. During this period of the project, we investigated the service priorities what are for the cultural institutions the service priorities, and we identified this list of important services. First is long-term preservation, but also persistent identifiers, interoperability and aggregation, advanced search, that means search engine and new functionalities of a search engine, data resource setup, storage, user identification, authentication and access control, IPR and digital rights management, these are the priority identified by the project so far. What is the goal? Is to imagine an e-infrastructure dedicated to the digital cultural heritage. Naturally, we are now in a very preliminary phase because the discussion is completely open, but what are the characteristics that we imagine for this infrastructure? First of all, this is not a new infrastructure, but this infrastructure should be based on the interoperation among national systems, because we have already many national systems ongoing in the sectors that we have already identified. For instance, first of all, the preservation. It is based also on the use of services offered by NRN and grid technology. It is based, of course, on the valorization of the existing system and resources. The key word is the interoperability. So what we have in mind is an European layer of existing national systems with the main aims to harmonize policies and to define standards and to achieve the interoperability, also using NRN and grid. The other project that is strictly linked to the DCNet, in this case this is a coordination action that started in September 2010, the duration is 24 months. In this new project, we have a more concrete approach within an international dimension. The objective, in fact, is to stimulate the international cooperation of networks, of the infrastructure providers and users, the two target groups, cultural institutions and infrastructure. Now, in fact, we are working in cooperation with the same Mediterranean region, Egypt, Turkey and Jordan. We also organized a mission to China in order to start cooperation with this very big country. We have also exchanged with South America and also with the United States, because we have a very close cooperation with the Library of Congress that is about to sign a cooperation agreement, a membership agreement. Both the World Digital Library, the cooperation agreement, and the Library of Congress, the memorandum of understanding. I said that this project is entering in more concrete work. So we have two pilots and three case studies. Two pilots, one is based on the use of grid, an experiment we would like to use grid for storage and for experiment exactly the capacities and the facilities given by grid to the cultural institutions for the storage and the preservation. The other pilot is on semantic search. We have three case studies. One is on a digital presentation, and we are organizing next 7th of July in Ankara a workshop dedicated to this topic. We also have a virtual exhibition, and we are organizing in Jordan in December a workshop dedicated to this issue, and geocoded digital cultural content in Slovenia next year. As I said, DCNet and Indicated are integrated projects. The two projects run in parallel, about one year and a half. They have a partner in common, the coordinator, which is the IQ, but the ministry, the French Ministry of Culture, the technical partner, the Greek technical partner, the Slovenian partner, and also GAR and Cometa, that represents the Italian NRN, and Cometa is the representative of grid technology in Italy. Okay. Liaison with the European Union strategic bodies. DCNet has established factual cooperation with the EIRG, the Infrastructure Reflection Group, ESFRI, European Strategy Forum on Research Infrastructure, AGI, European Grid Initiative, TERENA, Trans-European Research and Networking Association, and the Member States Expert Group on Digitization, which mainly deal with Europeana. It's a group set up by the Commission in order to facilitate the cooperation between the Member States and Europeana and vice versa. An important issue is to define, to highlight the relationship between DCNet and Europeana. And this is a very actual issue under discussion. We identified some differences and some cooperations. Now, the differences. Europeana is a portal for final users. DCNet works towards an infrastructure for the research in the digital cultural heritage. So, final users, researchers, the target. The initiator is another difference, because Europeana is an initiative of the European Commission, strongly supported by the Member States, but anyway is an initiative of the European Commission. DCNet is an initiative of the Member States, supported by the European Commission. Europeana offers access of only of object level. Why? We have in mind in our in our infrastructure to valorize the contextualization of the object, focusing on the collection and providing link between the object and the collection. And this is could be also very, very useful for Europeana if we will try to reach this the way for achieving these results. Cooperation. Of course, the new digital cultural heritage infrastructure will offer tools and functionalities to Europeana. All our achievement will be available, of course, with Europeana, for example, for the preservation. But there is also a very important work to be carried out in cooperation. I mean in the field of metadata and standards. There is also a natural link between the two projects, because many partners of DCNet are also in the technical groups of Europeana, and in fact there is a practical and operational cooperation among the community represented by DCNet and the Europeana community. And finally, I would like briefly introduce this position paper. You can find this position paper in your folder. This position paper was submitted in response to the open consultation on the green paper by the Commission, of course, in preparation of the next framework program. And the good result was that this position paper is agreed by the two communities. One is the partner of the partnership of the CINET, the other the partnership of Linked Heritage. So a big community made up of these two groups signed and agreed on this position paper. You can see that the position paper is composed by seven paragraphs. One is European coordination, and it is underlined the importance of the cooperation among, within member states, and between member states and the Commission. This is that constitutes the general framework. Europeana, e preservation, digital cultural heritage, the need for a research infrastructure, research and innovation, and we heard this morning that the Commission is about to merge exactly the research and the innovation in a very big program. User involvement, coordination and demonstration. So briefly, I already said about the coordination of the European Commission and Member States. The Europeana is very important. Now the Europeana is a flagship initiative of the European Commission, strongly supported by Member States. And it is very important for us that the Commission identify a program for supporting, from the financial point of view, Europeana. Preservation, this was already discussed yesterday as an important task of the member states. Europeana, in our opinion, is not, we cannot imagine a role of Europeana to manage a dark archive. The role of Europeana is just to harmonize policies, to define standards in cooperation with the member states, with the experts, and so on. The infrastructure, I already said something about the need for a research infrastructure and for an e-infrastructure in the field of digital cultural heritage. Research and innovation, already said. The users are very important because we have to keep every time in mind that our work is mainly focused in on the final users, on the need of the final users, and of course coordination. I would like to conclude my presentation with the three keywords already mentioned by Wim Jansen. Coordination. coordination, cooperation, and integration. So with these three keywords, I finish my presentation with this message. I finish my presentation, and I would like to thank you for your attention.